Chinese skater Wu Dajing has captured a men's 1,000-meter event, following up on his 500-meter win on Sunday. He admits he surprised himself with the victory in the 1,000.
今天是这个赛季第一块冠军，然后今天身体是晋级男单当中第一块金牌。
I won my first individual gold medal of the season yesterday. Today's gold medal is my first in the 1,000-meter discipline in years.I hadn't been able to reach the final in the 1000 for two seasons in a row, so I had no idea I was going to win today. It will give me a lot of confidence as I train and compete in the future.
Wu Dajing was flanked on the podium by Chinese-Hungarian brothers Xiaolin Liu and Xiaoan Liu. Xiaolin Liu says he's feeling confident heading into the final round of Olympic qualifying.
I think I'll be up before for like, making my Pyeongchang.Chance better. This is for qualification workup, and my main goal was to qualify myself to the Olympics. So I was just trying to do as much as I can and as happy as I can.
Wu Dajing's day wasn't without setbacks, however. He made contact with another skater shortly after taking the baton during the 5,000-meter relay final, slamming him into the barrier. He managed to recover and allow the Chinese team to finish the race.However, the Chinese team was disqualified due to Wu Dajing's incident.
The penalty was imposed on China. We probably didn't carry out details very well, and we probably didn't get a good idea of how referees judge when there is a situation. For me personally, I don't think China deserves the penalty. From the referee's point of view, it was a foul from me. I accept it squarely.
Despite not having been able to pick up qualification points, the men's team is suggesting things are looking up for them heading into the next World Cup event. Team China was more successful in the women's 3,000-meter relay, finishing just behind South Korea. They were able to grab the second spot despite not having the services of teammate Zhang Yizhe, who had to be carted out of the arena in Shanghai with a back injury after a hard crash on Saturday. The extent of her injuries remains unclear at this point. For CRI, I'm Li Yi.